Thank you.
Well, anyway, back to the story and the color changes. When I'm ready to finish it off, and it's ready, just about ready to package, I don't want loose sugars running around in there. I want some little amount of color. For one thing, when you get there and you have aquagia in one cup and you have Gianbriana in the other, you cannot tell the difference. I think we could use a little bit different color, and I have in mind exactly what to do to mitochondria, to the aquagia. But my choice has been to finish it off with 4 tablespoonfuls to 2 or 3 gallons of solution, stirred lightly, put into the solution, stirred lightly, and not touched again. Within its perfect amount of time, all sediment in the whole thing will come down and into the bottom. And when it has stabilized there, you know your product is finished. It is totally saturated. It will have had that little boost of sugar that it needed from that mix. It will have integrated it, fed itself, and all that is not used, including the overabundance of life forms, will have gone to the bottom. And you will have a pale, pale, yellowish, just tinged with orange. Now, this was fine, but for instance, Dr. Young is a scientist, so he gets his mind up here, and so I'm going to tattle on him now. He goes down to the market, and right next to the Tangs is Gatorade. Well, why don't we use Gatorade? It's got, you know, and it doesn't have some of the stuff that is... All of it is Greek to Dorma anyway. And this other one is a better balanced electrolyte solution, but I, Hatton, am balancing the electrolyte solution exactly where I want it. Now, interestingly enough, the very thing that he found totally unacceptable is something called titanium dioxide, I believe. Does that sound familiar to anybody?
Does it sound familiar to Dr. Ed?
For lots of reasons. That's why I brought it up.
I use Tang because of the titanium dioxide. It not only gives it a color, but with the titanium dioxide, every cell will take up a tiny, minute, traceable molecule. Atom. I don't know how to break it down for this audience. I know that he picked it up immediately. So you guys are going to have to trust me.
Aren't you going to answer the question?
That's why I want that. Ask the question.
Well, the question is, you want to go into a little bit. What the value is, what you're saying is it's taking out a little bit of the titanium.
Yes, I can.
Why?
Because I can monitor Buddy, I can monitor everybody in this room who takes this new, I can tell when every cell is replaced. It is one of the greatest tools that I have.
Well,
not radioactive.
This is good. I guess what I'm asking is that all you inventors lay off, or we're never going to get the product. I try to be as gracious as I can about it. I do not take anything that I do on your place lightly. Nothing. I certainly have no objection to having it brought to my attention. And I know, for instance, that Dr. Young is terribly pressured by both the paper and the knowing that he needs to be doing something. And that's going to be farther along the line and probably out of the realm of Gondriana, except that when you move into free energy, you are moving into light frequency. And that titanium ain't going to hurt you there either.
I got what you meant.
But what we've done is perfect it so that every cell moving into your body is already perfected. It will simply take up your DNA structure and literally, I don't want you to stop your vitamins and things like that, but when ones would ask Dr. Merkel, for instance, shouldn't I take my vitamins? And he would say, well, no, you really don't need them. If you don't understand that, then I need to go a little farther. You should understand that the more you supply to your body, the better it can function. I will say this in a survival mode. If you can keep your Gondriana level up, you can live forever. That will not be what kills you. It's a bad body. You need spelt in addition to that. Why? Because in radiation and other things that they have in mind for you, you will get a lot of mutated cells. And spelt, toasted spelt, and here is where Ken Kuhn's drink that he is making from roasted spelt, that you see in the toasting process releases that B17. It's banned to you people. Remember? Some people in Mexico spelled it L-A-I-T-R-I-F. And it was derived from apricot pits, which can be dangerous. Spelt is not. And you will get almost as much from the amount of spelt that I asked you to take. Certainly, in conjunction with the Gondriana, that's all you need of it. But it's got an entire spectrum of whole foods, whole vitamins. Add that to yeast and chlorella, which are whole life forms. Now they are programmed into the Gondriana. They will reproduce it for you. Keep your Gondriana or your resupply of whole cells and you will begin to produce your own vitamins. But it means you need light in the full spectrum. Obviously, your sunlight's going to get dangerous to you unless you are saturated with Gondriana, because it is going to thrive in those ultra-high frequencies that are going to give cancer to other people. And I realize you think that you're just at kindergarten crawling along here, but how long have we been doing this? Most of you are in a lot better shape than you realize if you have already been doing what we have outlined that would be good for you to do. And now we're going to move to the higher step. But if you were in a survival mode, and you see now you're not ever going to be able to wipe out the Gyandrana. That's why it's so important to perfect them, so that the ones that you are utilizing are already whole in themselves. And at some point, they make wonderful fertilizer. You know, you've got a whole market product for a world. But you need to eat. And if you continue as long as you can to get your supply and keep your supply of vitamins, minerals, etc. that you would ordinarily take, although almost all of you on a health regime could cut way back down. So that when they tell you, oh, vitamin C is going off the market and anything less than 500 tablets and then pretty soon 10, you know that it works. Well, I have really, really hit these little guys with crystal vitamin C. So you just do this a day and you're going to, about every ounce, you're going to get 5,000 milligrams probably of vitamin C. It should have by then absorbed maybe that much. Only it's going to be totally natural. It will be totally cellular. Each Gyandrana, each cell is a holograph. Each cell is a holograph, just as each cell in your body will bear your DNA. Each cell in that bottle, if you could count them, is a replica, and it will have everything in it that we have introduced. And it's perfect, perfect form. Now, I don't know what they'll find if they take it to a lab, but it has enough hydrogen peroxide in it to have, they should never find a virus. I mean, boy, that little virus wouldn't stand a prayer with those hungry mouths to feed. On the other hand, because everything introduced will become a part of its cellular self, what are they going to find? Most other products, they find purified water. Because it is so balanced that they're not going to find great lumps of anything in there to identify. But if they put it under a high-powered microscope, electron microscope, they're going to find that every cell is a perfect cell. So we don't even know what to call it. So probably you're better off to say, oh, I don't know, I drink a lot of water to go along with it. We are going to have a drink, and it's going to be concentrated down to the point where 1/4 of a cup reconstitutes into a cup. We're doing this for shipping. It is prohibitive, absolutely prohibitive, to ship out gallon jugs of juice. So we're going to bring that down into a quart size. We'll make a gallon, and then you mix on top of that you mix your own apple juice and cranberry juice to the drink. Because I want it reconstituted to the amount of water that I've asked you to add. And it tastes all right that way. I'm asking you, when I send it out, I'm running this past all of you. Because these are the questions coming back to me. Well, what am I going to do? I don't want you doing it yet. I want you just thinking about it. We are also putting Giandriana in it. And we are also putting the Carbogea in it. So that on the initial program, especially if you have an ongoing problem, you need it. But already I really hit Buddy and Ed too hard with it. Although you don't notice any bad changes, you just don't need that much. And that's going to be the hardest product because we have to nurture this in a nursery. Just like you would growing a chlorella or if we tried to match everyone's spelt need from our farm out here, we'd have more mustard than we would spelt. So we have to nurture this. So for what we will call maintenance, we will put in the amount into the concentrated drink. It is all you need. But it does mean, oh, and remember, all that nice stuff that settles out, we're going to put that in the drink. It has a nice flavor, and it is absolutely cloudy with Giandriana. And there's enough sugar, etc., nurturing food in there to just keep it right up on the step, ready to go to work. So it means you need to take it each time you take it. You'll only need a fourth of a cup of it, but you need to shake it well. So it's not going to be good to mix up a half gallon or a quart. Take time for yourself and do it right. Is not that big a deal. And if you want to take a cup already ready for water for your lunch or something, just put it in there unmixed and reconstitute it with water. You can put your juice on in there with it. Are there any major questions you want to ask me so far, all of you that are not on the program yet? And how many will own up that you've been doing this for a week? It's all right. It's just the reason that you don't have all of your instructions is because you weren't supposed to. And the reason you didn't understand was because you weren't told. There is no earthly way today that we could even get this entire room started. I believe the plans are thusly, and this is another thing that Dorma has been working on every day, and some of you amongst her little circle are also very sick of bread. But she is trying to perfect for two different bread machines. One is the thermo or the well-built type with a dome. The other is the Hitachi with a loaf of bread. And the Word or Gaialoa, one of the companies, is looking into getting a supply at a price reasonable enough that people can have their own bread machine if you don't like muffins. And they are willing to beef up enough when we have the perfect loaf or the loaf that, you know, that doesn't absolutely you use as a hockey puck. Anything that makes, you know, three hockey pucks is perfect. Anything beyond that up this way is wonderful. And by golly, we can get now about 12 or 15 hockey pucks. So we're really moving. And it's tasty. It's good. Always. I don't care how you eat it, but always the toasting of it allows the lead trail or the B-17 to process. And then it needs B-U-T-T-E-R.
Then would cookies work? I make cookies with butter in them.
Certainly. Certainly. It will not be any more dense than whole wheat. If anything, it's lighter and has a much nicer taste. Spelt is a beautiful grain. It has one of the nicest flavors of any of your grains. If you were going to describe it, it would be more like wheat than anything else that you have.
Are you mixing it with wheat flour or gluten?
Finally have come down to where there was 3 cups of spelt. Now it's 2.5 cups of spelt and 1 of bread flour, white flour, and you're going to have to use gluten.
Okay.
There, with the spelt, to get, you're going to have to. But we've got it down to less than 3 tablespoons from a 1/4 of a cup. So it's coming along. And what we're going to do is prepackage that in shrink wrap. You know, measure it, put its ingredients in it, and the only thing that anybody would have to add other than, I mean, it'll be in the package, all dry ingredients, including the yeast, but the yeast will be separate. It has to be handled separately. But in testing it, it just really is better with some shortening. So 2 tablespoons of, and Rod asked about this at the last meeting, 2 tablespoons of butter is perfect for it. And then all you've got to do is add your water according to your machine instructions, whether you put the yeast in first or on last. But the hope is to be able to find a line of bread machines that will undersell in quantity, and they're still going to run $160 probably, $170, something like that. But they are willing to set up a payment program on a computer run where you can pay them off in 6 months or something for anybody who wants them. So you can see the next month is absolutely incredibly hard for everyone trying to deal with this new product line, because I said I want it all at once. If you're going to do the program, I would like you to have the spelt. If absolutely that's impractical, then whole wheat bread. I want that much whole grain into people because it needs to clean out. It, not only do you need the sustenance from it, but you need to clean out that gut. And I don't go for all of your foolish enemas and high colonics and quit mistreating your body. Yes, it works, because you've got poison in your bowels. It is your waste system, and you have become fast food junkies. If you get your body functioning right, you can still have a lot of that junk food. Now, this is another thing, you know. Dr. Wendell says, well, if man would cut out the coffee with the caffeine, so we met halfway, our base that begins with a T, we've gone to decaffeinated. I will meet that far. Caffeine will not hurt your body. If your body is okay, it is a natural substance, and 40 cups of coffee is not good for you. Be damned the caffeine. Everybody follow me. But that's fine. You don't need it. Although, don't go about saying you don't need any caffeine. You certainly do. It is a natural product, and anybody who has migraine headaches will know you need caffeine. If you ever want to get rid of that headache, you're going to have to mix it. I think you call it Caffergot or something. Caffeine itself has a use. And tea has almost as much as coffee, but nobody ever blames tea. So yes, if you give up the coffee, now you will have a very pleasant spelt drink Ken is working on. And maybe we could, let's put this into the log. Maybe you could begin to get some of that ready. It can be ground and perked exactly like coffee. It ends up tasting like coffee. If you can't hack it that way, come on, mix it half and half with coffee beans. Be original and creative. Enjoy life. You get so blame hung up on eating or not eating that that becomes your obsession. And yet anybody who has been willing to work their body, balance their body, properly feed their body, I hand it to you. And the only reason that Buddy is doing as well as he is doing is because he has taken care of it every way that he could. And as you go forward, listen to what they're telling you. They mean it. They have plans for you with flu this winter. There's going to be nothing more or less than that mysterious ailment. So you better be getting yourselves as ready as you can. There's going to be one thing after another, and every time you get those AIDS results, my God, people, it's up by millions. And I wouldn't say cure. I wouldn't even say miracle. I'm just telling you that that AIDS virus cannot live with a Gondriana a split second. Now, I know what you'll hear. Well, but George Merkel said that he doesn't have living chondriana in his life crystal because it cannot pass through the membranes. Precious ones, if an HIV virus can pass through a condom like a golf ball in a basketball hoop, don't you think that a balanced chondriana or giondriana can pass through that membrane equally well? It is the same as the membrane. It is the membrane itself. It is like saying, well, ice cubes and water can never mix. Well, you just tell me that after it melts. And then he does his own story in. He's going to put it with chlorella, into chlorella. I could have told him, I said to him, you're not there. You need some things. Well, he doesn't want any help. You don't try to introduce Galdriana into chlorella. Why would you bother? You can do that if you want to, but to start, you introduce the chlorella into the Galdriana and you got her. You have the best of all little Driana worlds. And then you go. But why would he do that? If you cannot get that through the cell, then all he's doing is building fiber. Come off it. Ones are trying to hold their product. I honored this man enough to charge almost as much as he charged. But our people had to buy it from him. And we still undersold him, and it made him furious. It isn't that he's greedy. The product is worth it. But if we have to continue to sell at $80 a bottle, how many people do you think can afford to go through a program with 6 ounces a day? Well, mayn't your company lose money? It may. It may very well lose money. But I have a feeling that if a lot of prayers go up there, God will help you find a way. And if a lot of people are willing to package spelt flour and measure yeast tablets, or yeast powder, whatever you're going to do. And I know this group well enough that in exchange for a bread machine, you'll work your fannies off in here. Would you do it for a bread machine? Enough on that subject. I beat Giandriana to death. But it's your life. Many of you will remember Big Mouth and Forgive Me, Floridians, in Florida on the radio. Why don't you just give us a cure for cancer and AIDS right now, and we'll believe you. Many of you were sitting there that evening, right in this room. We have. How many believe it? Who cares? You've got it. The government's not going to let you have it. But I'll tell you, it'll be a cold day in hell. They'll have to come in and shut you down on every other pretext under the sun. This is such a natural thing that they may as well shut you down for water. And if we can bring the price down, guess why they don't like the fat tablets and all these things that may or may not work? Because the cost is so high that you are a threat to the business community. So if we keep the cost reasonable, make every arrangement for the convenience. Doesn't it kind of irritate you, though, that you have to do this just to survive with something that will save the necks of the population of the world?
We got used to it.
Well, we'll do it. But we sure don't force anybody to do anything. Not to listen, not to anything. And we do have to make enough to cover the product itself. We cannot bear that. Not the way it's been hitting us. Wake up, Florida. Emily was originally created to go through and wipe out the Gulf Coast of Texas, Mississippi, and Louisiana. It is still not too late for them to turn Emily westward and pick up northern Florida and the Carolinas. Probably is going to hit the Carolinas. Nothing compared to what it was going to be when it would hit the Gulf. It was going to wipe out Corpus Christi, for instance, areas along there and along the mouth of the Mississippi River, where already you've got problems with all of that massive amount of water up north. Now, this is what publicity does. This is why you have a paper called Contact and are gutsy enough to put it in there when you hear about it. We don't know, but we are told when they start putting survival centers on alert to receive refugees, you've got something serious cooking, even for a rumor to go out like that. Then when you have gotten that rumor from three or four different sections of your country, you better act. And now I suppose if Emily doesn't go over there and wipe out the rest of Florida, oh well, the next time they're not going to pay any attention. This time they went on and they started their survival and preparedness. Getting water, getting plywood and stuff. But you see, after so many times, everybody goes back to sleep. Your country is destined to for some of the most heinous activities that will have ever taken place in the face of your globe. They are literally going to bring up and train those street gangs. And they will end up being sucked in to a program, the point of which will be to disarm everybody, of course. And it will begin to, it'll look good on the surface at first. The ringleaders or the training coordinators or the big shots, let's put it that way, will be the Bloods and the Crips of Los Angeles. And then, of course, as you move into San Francisco and parts of Los Angeles and on up into Seattle, it will be Asians, the Chinese mafia. You are going to have these gangs controlling almost everything. Now, to buck that, confront that, Mr. Billery has already made arrangements with the United Nations Security Forces to be able to move immediately to bring, quote, it back into order. They are doing that because they say that your soldiers would not want to kill their own fellow men. And if you can believe that your men won't kill, then every one of you in here better get that Panama picture and you better look at it over and over and over again. Your young soldiers sent to Panama lined Panamanian citizens up, tied their hands, and shot them. And then bulldozed them over into piles. Those were your children who all got a medal. Remember when they came home for Mr. Bush's war? Well, you just go out there and tell the world all you want about doom and gloom, Hatton. If you don't understand what is happening to you, there ain't no reason to take Giandriana, I will tell you now. If all you want is to have a pretty good, healthy body just to go and live through that, I want to tell you, you're going to wish yourself dead. Remember that part in the Bible that says you will pray that the mountains will fall on you. And they won't. You've come to do a job. And yes, you can cut out if you want it. But if it was your mission, and you make that error of cutting out, I'm going to repeat for the ones who haven't heard this, out on Saturday, back on Tuesday. And heaven help you. You have free will choice all the time from Saturday to Tuesday. God would not leave you unattended. He didn't even leave Moses' bunch unattended. Does anybody know what happened when Moses didn't make it to the Holy Land? Anybody? Speak up. Give me a name. What happened? Moses, you cannot go into the, you know, to the Promised Land. You're going to stop there at that river. Hot dog. I've got a live audience. Man, I've got a live audience. I'm going to stuff Bible down your throat. I said I never would, but I'm going to. Does anybody remember anyone called Joshua? And what did God say? He sent Joshua. And how is Jesus pronounced in many countries?
Yeshua.
Hot dog. We're getting there. And he said, Joshua, you will take my people across and into the new world. So just sit and call yourself Joshua. He always sends the prophet. He always sends the messenger. He always sends the word. And before the final days would come the word of truth to go throughout unto the four corners for him who would hear and him who would see. You don't have to go stuff it down their throat. That isn't what it said. It said the word would come. The word is here. People may or may not believe it. That is their business. If you offer. And man has become so corrupt that he cannot go past that river. And there are going to be a lot of preachers lined up at that river. But I thought. Well, sorry about your thinking. You were wrong. And you have misled your flock. And your reward is going to be to watch while those who became enlightened leave you to that which will come upon the world. And Joshua will lead his people, God's people, across that river Jordan and into the higher ground. I am so glad I had that opportunity today. There is so much truth in that book. And so much effort has been put into tainting that book that you have to look very, very hard. But it's there. And friends, we're to the river. We're to the river. And he who will live on this earth, for whatever reason, without rebuilding, refurbishing, refixing himself, will perish with all the others of earth. Does that mean the souls will perish? The soul never perishes. Unless you disintegrate it. Maybe I'm talking the wrong subject. How many watched the old Star Trek last night? Where they had Jack the Ripper back. I mean, he's made more mileage than Jesus in reruns. What did they do to him at the end? They put him on the transporter and they dispersed him into space. And one of the questions was, will he ever reassemble? What about his